Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. Christ is God's answer to humanity. What need does he supply? What question does he answer? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom can be no variation, neither shadow cast by turning. James 1:17. All of God's gifts are without defect and completely excellent. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. God is love. God is the author of all good. What we really need and what we think we need are two very different things. There are things which we do not need because we already have them in abundance. Jesus is the treasure of both wisdom and knowledge of God. Colossians 2:2-3. Jesus made the riches of his grace to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Ephesians 1:7-8. To all who are saved, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24. It is significant to remember that our needs are supplied in a person who is both living and divine. Jesus is the answer to the problem of sin. An angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph. He declared, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins." Matthew 1:20-21. Jesus was born of a virgin through the miraculous power of God. His supreme mission was to seek and save that which was lost. The Apostle Paul was not ashamed of the gospel. He declared, "It is the power of God unto salvation, to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. Nowhere else does the power of God find such profound expression as in the gospel of Christ. We must believe the facts of the gospel and obey the commands of the gospel. The gospel of Christ is God's only power of salvation. We are saved by the gospel, or we will never be saved at all. The gospel is God's power for salvation to everyone who believes. There are many who stop short at belief. He who would be saved cannot be saved by belief alone. To belief, he must add obedience. Belief and obedience forever stand the inseparable conditions of salvation. Jesus declared, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath eternal life, and cometh not unto judgment, but hath passed out of death unto life." John 5:24. There are many who take the position that a believer has everlasting life right now, in this life, and they cite the passage at John 5:24 as evidence that Jesus so taught. Jesus did not say that a believer has everlasting life right now in this life. Jesus asserts that we have eternal life. Now, it is certain that if we hear the word of Christ and believe the word of God, we believe that we have eternal life. But we have eternal life in promise. John affirmed, and this is the promise which he promised us, even the life eternal. 1 John 2:25. It follows then that we have eternal life in prospect. The Apostle Paul asserts that we are to seek eternal life. Romans 2:7. And hope for it. Titus 1:2. We cannot hope for something already received, nor seek for that already in our possession. We come into possession of eternal life at the last great day. Jesus is the answer to what our mission in life shall be. Spiritual values are ignored, and life is but an opportunity for selfish gratification. Life is more than the food we eat, and the body is more than the clothing we wear. Matthew 6:25. Life is from the hand of God. It is written, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Genesis 2:7. Human life, therefore, had its origin in the mind of God. Peter declared, "If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name." 1 Peter 4:16. The word Christian expresses our relationship to God and Christ. What is a Christian? A Christian is one who believes in Jesus and does what Jesus says. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? This is the divine proposition that was heard at the baptism of Jesus, where the Heavenly Father introduces him as his Son. It was heard again at his transfiguration, where the Father now repeats the proposition and adds, "Hear ye him." This proposition was confessed by Peter at Caesarea Philippi and was at once accepted by the Savior. To the Christian, Christ is sufficient for every emergency. We have other resources than our own. It should be our mission in life to be Christ-like, doing what we can to advance the kingdom of God in all the earth. The Apostle Paul, speaking of Christians, announced, "For no one of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself." To whom does he live and die? The apostle answered the question in his statement to the church, "For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord." Romans 14:7-8. Jesus went about doing good. The Christian man will have many opportunities to do good, and he should do well whatever is worth doing. Jesus cried, "Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." The only way to serve God is to serve men. Christ is the answer to what lies beyond. Jesus is called the first and the last, who was dead and lived again. Revelations 2:8. The Christian's conviction that Jesus Christ is alive today is founded on his belief in the resurrection of Jesus. The Christians proclaimed one Jesus who was dead and now affirmed to be alive. Acts 25:19. The phrase, "God who raised Jesus from the dead," appears with such frequency that we sense the critical place of the resurrection in the apostolic preaching. There are many who question the hope of immortality and their own resurrection from the dead, but the promise of eternal life is precious because we believe and know that he that raised the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also with Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:14. He arose. We too shall rise. The great mass of men act as though they believe that life we see with our eyes is a life indeed. "We look," says Paul, "not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." 2 Corinthians 4:18. God bless you, my friend.